Barrett offered no hard numbers on his plan, but says it will follow a couple principles. For one, he says districts with declining enrollment shouldn't see their state aid cut just because families move out of town. Barrett says this is a big problem in rural classrooms that have many of the same expenses, regardless of how many students attend.
You still have to have the teacher, you still have to have the heating costs, you still have to have the transportation costs, even though you have lost that state funding. And so what I want to make it clear is that we are going to deal with that situation so that you do not see dramatic cuts in districts because of declining enrollments.
Barrett also wants the state aid formula to consider income levels instead of just property values. He says that's also an issue in rural areas, where districts that are property rich with vacation homes get less state aid, even though the people who live there permanently might be poor. Barrett says he doesn't want to create winners and losers with the plan, although that will be a challenge given the state's budget deficit. It's been several years since the state picked up two-thirds of the cost of education. Barrett's goal for how much the state should spend on schools is more modest.
My first priority is to make sure it doesn't slip from where it is right now. And that even will be a battle, given where we are right now with the finances of the state.
Barrett's plan is similar to one from State Superintendent Tony Evers, with one important exception. Evers wants to use hundreds of millions of dollars that currently goes to a school property tax credit on school aid instead. Barrett says he's worried that move could result in a property tax hike. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.